Hello? Who is this? I asked first. Who am I talking to? What are you doing at home by yourself on a Friday night? Watching a movie? Yeah? Do you like scary movies? So what's your favorite scary movie? This isn't a prank call. I want to know your favorite scary movie. You're watching some tonight, aren't you? Black Christmas. Now that's a classic. How'd I know what's on your TV? Maybe I'm psychic. Or maybe I'm right outside your window. Oh, paranoid, huh? Maybe I already left. Did you think of that? Or maybe I'm already inside. Don't you dare hang up on me. Think about it like this. If I'm on the phone with you, you can hear my voice inside the house. If you hang up on me, you won't even have a shred of warning until I decide I want to gut you. We have an understanding now, don't we? What do I want? Oh, that's a good question. Isn't it? Do I have to want something? Maybe all I want is you. No, it's more than that. I want to play a game. I don't care if you don't want to play. Did I ask if you wanted to play? Either you play the game or you die. Is that clear enough for you? Do you want to die tonight? No? Then play the fucking game. First question, what's your favorite scary movie? Well, that's a little ironic, don't you think? Next question, what is the name of the camp in Sleepaway Camp? Nicely done. I thought that might stump you. Third question. How many people involved with The Exorcist died during production? Impressive. Then I have one more question for you. What is the number one rule to surviving a horror movie? Yeah, that's right. Don't have sex. Lucky you're home alone tonight, isn't it? It would have been a pain to spend my time pulling out your fuck buddy's entrails first. Huh? No buddy. You don't have one. That's convenient. Don't look so relieved. We're still playing the game. For the next part, I want you to get comfortable. Sink down on the couch. Don't bother looking around, sweetheart. You won't see me. Just know that I can see you, and I'll know if you aren't listening to me. Now slide your hand down under your jeans, into your underwear. Touch yourself. Yeah. You're turned on, aren't you? Do you get hot when you're scared? Is that why you watch so many scary movies? Ironic, isn't it? You're so into feeling scared that you're even getting off on not knowing what I'm going to do with you. Do you want me to tell you? Want me to spoil the surprise? Don't stop moving your hand. You've been an obedient slut tonight, so maybe I won't carve you out like a jack-o'-lantern. You haven't broken the first rule for surviving a horror movie yet. Technically. Fucking yourself isn't the same as fucking someone else. How many characters die because they're getting themselves off? Antichrist doesn't count. I'll make a deal with you. Make yourself come and you can live. And don't try faking it. I'll know if it isn't real. That's motivating, apparently. Do you want to live, or do you just want to get yourself off? Are you going to go right back to your movie when I hang up? Or are you going to keep fucking yourself until you come again and again and again? Oh, look at you go. Keep going. You're whimpering. Don't stop. Just think. All you have to do is come. Obedient sluts are good at that, aren't they? That's it. I can hear it in your breathing. You love this. You better come for me, little bitch. Do it, or I'll kill you. Come for me. Come for me now. Oh, that was fun. Oh, look at the mess you made. I guess you get to live tonight, slut. We'll talk more soon.